Dayton Public Schools has had an eventful few months. In December, the district announced plans to close or consolidate schools, citing low enrollment. DPS also permanently severed ties with Superintendent Rhonda Kaur, and the district's recent financial dealings have become the subject of a state audit. To learn more about some of these developments, WYSO's Juliet Frumholt spoke with reporter April Leslie about the recent changes in the district and how the community is reacting.
So, April, the district has been talking about school closures for a few months now. Where does that decision stand, and what is the community saying?
Well, the community at this point is pretty frustrated. So back in December, Acting Superintendent Dr. Elizabeth Lawley announced that the enrollment was so low that they couldn't operate low enrollment schools anymore. And some of these schools we're talking are 30% capacity. So what's happened in the past few months is the district has held several meetings with parents of children who are attending these low enrollment schools. Now, there are 9 of them. Not all 9 will be targeted for closure. Dr. Lawley says it's more likely that 2 to 4 will be slated for closure. So she's met with a lot of parents. They've met with DPS mediators to talk about some of their concerns. There's also been community meetings where people from all over Dayton can come and talk about how they feel about all of this. People, for the most part, don't want these schools to close. They sometimes think that it's a targeted thing, that they think because all of these schools are on the west side, that this is another effort to systematically disenfranchise Dayton's west side. So as you can imagine, people are upset about that. People are also concerned about safety for their children and transportation. They want to make sure that kids are still going to school in their own communities and not being bused to the other side of town. What I will say about these community meetings is that they've become less tense as the months have gone on. These meetings are set up so that small groups of people are talking to each other and discussing their concerns, and there's a mediator that sort of makes sure that the conversation is moving forward. They're taking notes from parents, and Dr. Lawley has said that all of the notes from the meetings will be reviewed by her and by the school board before they make their final decision. And we're expecting that decision more towards the end of March.
And Dr. Lawley is the acting superintendent. Throughout this entire process, DPS has been without a permanent superintendent. How did we get to this point, and do we have a sense of when they'll be getting a permanent superintendent for the district?
So Rhonda Kaur actually was superintendent for much of last year. She was actually placed on paid leave in November of last year, and that was due to an investigation that the district says found that she created a hostile work environment at the district central office. For a long time, we didn't know what the conclusion of that was going to be. She was still on paid leave through all of December. Early this year, they reached a settlement, Kaur's attorneys and the district. So officially, Kaur has severed ties with DPS. They paid her a settlement, and she will no longer work for the district. During all this time, Dr. Elizabeth Lawley has filled in for her. She was essentially an associate superintendent beforehand. Dr. Lawley has been in charge during the entire school closures process, so still leading the district now. We don't really know when they'll name a new superintendent. We don't know if Dr. Lawley will be in the running for that position. No word yet.
And during Rhonda Kaur's tenure, some of the district's financial dealings were reviewed by the state auditor. What were his findings?
Well, the auditor found that the district had been paying teachers and one assistant principal for months after they had resigned. So this amounted to about $30,000 that they'd paid out. In one case, it took the district about 8 months to realize that they had been paying this teacher, and it was like $16,000. So the district was reprimanded by Auditor Davios. Basically, he said that they needed better procedures in the treasurer's office. What's going to happen now is that each teacher and the assistant principal that were affected by this, they'll have to pay the money back to the state. The district has made a few attempts to recover some of that money already. So right now, the total is at $21,000. One person is on a 24-month payment plan. The rest have set up their own sort of schedules with the auditor's office. That said, if these people don't pay back the money, the treasurer, Hewitt Abraha, is actually going to be held liable for those funds. So we'll have to see how all of that pans out.
What should we watch for in the next few months from Dayton Public Schools as this school year moves closer to wrapping up?
Well, for sure, the school closures announcement. We're again expecting that at the end of March. We're also looking to see who they will name as superintendent and when they will name that person. Hopefully by the end of the school year. It might take a while to do that. We're also looking to see if these audit findings end up leading to changes in procedures at the district. And as always, we're looking at test scores to see how the district performs, and we'll get those results probably later this summer.
April Leslie, thank you so much.
Thank you.